one day he has given us a very good figure. I don't know whether you all have picked up or not through printed words or anything like that. There were people who were here and they were fascinated with all the things that Baba was saying and all that. And this, their expression was, wah, wah, what a thing that we have heard today. So in response to that, Baba says, yeah, these words do delight your mind, there's no doubt about it. But it reminds me of something, you know. And Baba is giving expression to that. And the interpretation is this, what he tells. Says, you know, there's a child. A family there, parents are there, and they have their only son. They love this child very much. He's growing up. He's of the age of seven to nine and all that sort of thing. Tender age. And he has been hearing about, he has been taken for the wedding and all that sort of thing, and he has been hearing of the marriage ceremony that took place and all that sort of thing. So, all the time the word comes, you see, to his ears about the marriage. So one day he comes to his parents and says, please tell me what is marriage? What's the marriage? Well, the parents, well, they don't know how to satisfy the child because he insists on wanting to know what is marriage. So in order to pacify the child and to please him, not to disappoint him, the parents say that, well, didn't you see that? See how it is. It's love between the two people, you know, man and woman, and then they fix a date, they give out the invitation, and they invite people, you know, to see how they get wedded and all that sort of thing. And what happens is this, that what the bride wears is, they describe the different shades of the frock and the frills and all that, and the bouquet that are given, and maids in waiting, and bridegroom wears this and all. They describe, and the church bells rings and the priests come there. They go on describing to the youngster all about the wedding. And that's the marriage. That's how it is. They get married. So the child feels satisfied. But marriage as such cannot be explained to the child unless and until he gets locked in with his bride to know personally what marriage is. So all these words, all that I have been telling you that leads to the realization of the truth is nothing but my telling you all about the wedding. And realization itself is the marriage. So it cannot be put into words. All discussions, all words, arguments and debates and all that, they are words to satisfy the gymnastics of the mind. You have heard that there is a book called God Speaks. You have heard of it? You haven't handled it yet. So, when God speaks, is God speaks. But then, with that big volume that is there, which is dedicated to illusion, it is dedicated by him to illusion, which sustains reality. That's what he says. But the conclusion he has given to it, just a succinct conclusion to it, God cannot be argued, God cannot be discussed, God has to be lived. Yeah. Beautiful conclusion is there to the book. So all these words are words, but that's to satisfy and pacify us.
And it's a big book.
Yeah, it's a thick book. Yeah. Can you get that? Let us revise the conclusion to get little satisfaction that we have not read it, but it's all right if we read the conclusion, you have read everything. But it is like that. Do you remember the book, you see that Devana?
Yeah.
That
But in spite of it all, the lives of the saints and this talk and all that, some perfect master is saying what, how important it is. You know, there is that book.
Yeah,
in that.
Go on, how important it is.
That we should know it. What it, what happens when we hear all these stories and all these things, how important it is in our life.
You mean the Tikkun?
No, not Tikkun. Some Bayazid has said this, or somebody has said this. There's a foreword given to it.
There's a foreword to the book?
No, before his life. We'll see later.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But in spite of all this discouraging attitude, you see, of the great ones, what are you going to do? What are these words and all that? Still they insist that you all should hear it. Why? Because hearing it makes it possible for you, increases your longing, wanting it. Little satisfaction is there, little dissatisfaction is there. All this is a game in hide and seek. Oh, he must be hidden here. He must be there. No, that's the right place for him to hide. Let's go there. You see, it's like that. All the time, the mind hovers on the theme of the truth. And it's important, utmost important in one's life. When such an attitude is generated in one's life, it's a great blessing. It's a great step towards the truth. What is this conclusion? Read?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is the book. You have seen the book? God Speaks. The conclusion is just this much.
But it's quite a conclusion. God cannot be explained. He cannot be argued about. He cannot be theorized, nor can he be discussed and understood. God can only be lived. Nevertheless, all that is said here and explained about God to appease the intellectual convulsions of the mind of man still lacks many more words and further explanations. Because the truth is that the reality must be realized and the divinity of God must be attained and lived. To understand the infinite eternal reality is not the goal of individualized beings in the illusion of creation, because the reality can never be understood. It is to be realized by conscious experience. Therefore, the goal is to realize the reality and attain the I am God state in human form. That's it. That's the conclusion.
There's a nice thing, you see, that on my calendar there is a description of the of God and then of the altar.
Oh yeah, I know that.
So that fits into the
whole
thing.
You mean that definition of God and the Godhead? That is Bayazid. Is that what, that's what you said?
No, but no. I'm talking about something else.
Oh, I'm offering the wrong thing.
See how it is, all the words about the truth, but it's so confusing. You see, all this is this mixes with that and that mixes with that. It's all confusing. Yeah. Simple thing is, hold on to him. Become childlike. Totally rely on him, depend on him, and live the life that he would want us to live. To love the Lord by loving others as you would want to love yourself. Finish. Yeah. Never think ill of others. That is the shortest prayer. You heard yesterday Mani saying about his father saying. Yeah, there's no need even, no time is to be spent in that. Just live that life. Yeah. But it takes lifetime to do such things.
To do nothing.
Yeah. Words. There's only one word.
Halaj? Is that the one?
Yeah, Halaj has said about God.
Mean?
Yeah.
That's the one you were thinking of?
Yeah.
That's not the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's the one.
That is the one.
Yeah. So see now what somebody who has realized the truth says about the infinite formless isness
God, which we call God, whom we call God? What does he say about it? Who is that? What is that? Yeah.
So we get definition first. Okay. Before does not outstrip him.
Before does not outstrip him. There was something before, cannot be so. Before cannot outstrip him.
After does not interrupt him. Hmm. Of does not vie with him for precedence. From does not accord with him. In does not inhabit him. When does not stop him. Over does not overshadow him. Opposite does not face him. With does not press him. Behind does not take hold of him. Before does not limit him. Previous does not display him. After does not cause him to pass away. All does not unite him. Is does not bring him into being. Is not does not deprive him of being. Concealment does not veil him. His pre-existence preceded time. His being preceded non-being. His eternity preceded limit. If thou sayest when, his existence has outstripped time. If thou sayest he, H and E are his creation. If thou sayest how, his essence is veiled from description. If thou sayest where, his being preceded space. If thou sayest before, before is after him. Other than he, no one can be qualified by two opposite qualities at one time, and yet with him they do not create opposition. He is outward and inward, near and far. He acts without contact, instructs without meeting, guides without pointing. Desires do not conflict with him. Thoughts do not mingle with him. His essence is without qualification. His action without effort. Mm. Now.
That's all.
That's the definition.
So how will you figure it out? But Baba has put it very succinctly. He alone can have done that. It was in 1968, hardly few months before he passed away. He one day here from the seat tells us here, the few who were here, he says, after I pass away, people will naturally inquire of you that you all lived with Meher Baba? You naturally say yes. But Meher Baba said that he is in God in human form. Then all the topic revolved around God. What did he say what God is? What is God? What did he say about it? Baba is asking us, when people will ask you what is God, what will you say? So we all started saying things, you see, long drawn explanations and here and this and all that, the primal force and the isness and this and whatever we could get in our mind, you know. Baba shook his head very sadly. He says, no, it's not all that. If you pin him down to something, it's not that. Anything. If you said, no, he's nothing, even that is not that. If ever somebody asks you, remember this answer, he's telling us, my dear. If ever somebody asks you, what is God? The only answer is a counter question. What is not God?
That's the answer. So that's how it is. Now, the one who has given us this answer, what is being said of him? Now see, that is God in his infinite glory. Uninformed means without form. The pristine state, which we call puny creatures about our Creator. All that description that you heard, but now about what happens when he comes in our midst. See, yes, what is the definition? Okay. This is also another great one has said. Who has
it's
said?
The same person.
Halaj gives us the definition of the formless. Now he gives the definition of what happens to the formless when he takes form.
Glory to God, who revealed in his humanity the secret of his radiant divinity, and then appeared to his creatures visibly in the shape of one who eats and drinks, so that his creatures could perceive him as in the flicker of an eyelid.
Yeah. When he comes in our midst, he gives us this, this boon to perceive him in a flicker of his eyelid. Yeah. So it is of paramount importance, his coming in our midst. We should not lose any opportunity to get to him closer and closer and closer. We should not miss the opportunity to be with him when he comes in our midst. And still it is not too late. Don't you think that you all have missed the boat? He says that for 100 years and a little more. I'll be here in your midst as if I were physically present. Because my influence, the impact on illusion of reality descending into illusion is so great. The stamp of it is so great that it is there. And although I have dropped my body, I'll be with you all for 100 years as if I were physically present. So make the best use of it.